Okay. I'll date the tape. This is the 21st of September, 1997. Greetings, Al.
Just give us a minute. Without being able to visit with you, the topics that I have to consider run through her head so rapidly that she tries to snag onto them. So we have to be a little bit patient with receivers. And it doesn't matter who the receiver might be. Any time that you have not had to do much other than writing, please realize that always something has to be structured a little bit in advance. And it seems like we sometimes have to do that together. I'm very, very glad to see Court here, because we're going to have to talk about a few things that he needs to know about. I'm sorry that the rest of the babies didn't get over here for you grandmothers to hug and squeeze, but they'll do that another day. We assume that Brent is settling in, and we hope that they're happy. A lot of things are changing. A lot of things are moving along that never appear on the surface to move along. A lot of things are getting settled that you think never in this whole world will be able to get settled. We're awfully happy to have the Millers back. They were vacationing and missed our meeting. It was a special time, and some of you will recognize the same old cake. You made a bad blunder. You didn't eat it when you had a choice. But we do have other things, I understand, to soggy it up and make it edible. The chocolate one is new. Diane's birthday is tomorrow, so she was going to claim it, but I believe that they went to Paso Robles or something. So we have people scattering in every direction as life takes over whatever you might be otherwise planning. And as long as you can be flexible, we're going to make it through just fine. A certain number of things have to take place in order to be able to move from one phase of any operation into that of another. You have been in a phase since basically you began here of trouble in the courts, continual harassment, every available way to keep you from surviving has been tossed at you, and still you're here. And do we give our enemies a quarter just because it seems a little bleak to you? No, thank you. You see, they gloat every time they hear a tape or read the paper where I have made comments. That's exactly what I want them to do, because as they blow bigger and bigger and bigger, they're going to burst. And it can't happen to a nicer bunch. So shall we talk about that and get it out of our way so we can move on to a more miserable subject like the United Nations? I want to get back into some semblance of, let's call it regularity. Over this period of time of late, when Dorma was not well enough actually to come down and literally speak, and we're still struggling with that, but I think you can tell from Zita and Doris that something's working, especially Zita. And I'm going to tell on her. She's been running around with the team to every casino the Indians have to offer. And she can put this way or this way, depending on what the blackjack table does. So we have been having quite a lot of fun, along with trying to begin to establish a base through which later maybe we can function. I would like for Jess to share with you at break the picture he's brought. Jess has joined with them, and they have gone and looked at some of the property, they hope, because it's very hard to, especially when it is earth landbound. It's hard to look either from the air and certainly from the ground at a piece of property that is quite primitive along with everything else around it over here near the Tejon Ranch running up into the area of Stallion Springs, etc. These Indians have a land bound which is unlawful even by your federal constitution to not have rights of way to be able to get to your property. So there's a lot to be done. There is a lot of foundation to be laid. Rick has done a remarkable article on the Indian sovereign nations and gaming and other related topics that will begin, I believe, this week in the paper. There is such a potential there, but it is so usurped that you have to understand that the U.S. Congress holds total power and control over all the Native American reservations, sovereign nations, and it is no longer sovereign. Can this be reversed? Is there anything that can be done to allow the Indians to again have sovereignty? Yes. But you're going to have to look at the entire picture, and then you're going to have to go back to something called common law under the Constitution, and you're going to have to reverse all of those treaties that were unlawful in the first place. Now, how many of the criminal elements out of the mafia who run those casinos do you think are going to be on your side? And how many of those congressmen who have taken bribes are going to be on your side? So you've got to be a lot more clever and shrewd in your calculations and in your dealings. You're going to find that gambling, right on up through Indian gaming, was started way back when with the underworld figures of like Meyer Lansky, J.P. Morgan. You're going to read the same names that will make your heart sink. Because you will wonder, well, why are there not more than one sovereign bank on Indian sovereign land except the Lenape tribe in Oklahoma? My goodness, they're not even the Cherokee, who has the largest area and numbers of people of any in the South. What is this Lenape National Sovereign Bank? Well, we've been in touch, and Rick has an ongoing relationship with those people, and they're willing to do just about anything we ask them to do. But why aren't there others? Well, if you have Chase Manhattan in there and you have agreements that they'll take their gaming funds outside and into the white man's bank, do you think they're going to let go of that? Already, Mr. Trump complains because of the competition of the Connecticut Indians with his casino. Not because of the competition in gambling, but because the Indians don't have to pay taxes. So moving from that on into what I took the time to write this morning, and we may or may not get to it because we have to get out of here early enough. There are some conference calls from overseas that have to be made this evening, and they are crucial, absolutely crucial. We wait to hear back from people who are working with anyone, let us say, to raise funds for anything from motion pictures to contractual agreements. You're going to find that there are thousands of Peruvian bonds floating around out there that have been calculated to be worth about $1 billion apiece, and that is a rounded off figure because it has been stuck on there by the government to allow some basis for getting them all back and retiring them. But they can't get their hands on the big one because the big boys did it. And we'll read about that in a little bit because I want yesterday's writing to be read here and shared here. We have a situation where we can go many different ways without infringing or encroaching or utilization of any one set of documents. So let's not get hung up on it. But I'm going to tell you right up front here, because it has been kept long enough that I'm a little tired of the way it goes, because people will ask, you know, about Rick Martin and what the hell are the Eckers doing here and what is this and what is that and why don't we know everything and why don't we have equal rights of acceptance or denial or whatever might be the next statement or question. Well, you don't, because of me, Hatan. Please hold that in your hearts, because when you start pounding on people, I get really, really nitty about it. We have struggled and worked and met with so many think people that our digestive tracts are not good. And we're so tired of being ripped off, lied to, cheated on, sneered at. And that goes from Betty Tootin right up to George Bush. Now, I don't care if George Bush is still not ready to deal with you yet. He is going to deal himself out of everything pretty soon. All of you will recall when we wrote about and talked about Sun Myung-moon in Venezuela. You remember they went down to South America, George Bush, to bless the new temples and things? Well, guess what? Sun Myung-moon has been driven out of, literally, physically, deported from, driven out of Venezuela. Care to know why? He brought in 3,000 or 4,000 program call girls and boys. Not too selective as to sex, but they're called moon maidens. And it really is interesting to note that finally some country has spoken out and said, you've gone too far. Now, that's your religious leader. So don't try to feed me a lot of religion. I just don't take to it well. Especially when these sorts of things are happening and we've got programmed children of our own, like Mark and Kathy and that precious Kelly. She and they have been through hell a dozen times within the last week. Kelly was missing for a while. They finally have her back into some kind of protective custody, but it's serious. So don't forget her in your prayers. And Mark and Kathy have finally absolutely had the last vestige of income removed from them. He lost everything in whatever job he was doing prior to this. So when you look at our plight, please be very careful that we don't get too filled with self-pity, because we can do something about it, and we are doing something about it. We have three new separate parties working toward the conclusion of some of our things that are going on out there, and one this evening is extremely important. These people had agreed to do some major, major funding. And there are some misunderstandings, so that needs to be sorted this evening. When the opposition comes against you, sometimes it's good when they come against you so severely that it affects each one of you in some way, because that which you did not understand, you will bother to get informed and understand it, and then you will take some action. And that's all that will save the day this month or next. Because anything that is done, you will know that those papers read transfer. So it isn't even as simple as transferring to a different corporation or something to make up anything that would ordinarily take place in the Institute. Now, that's just the way it is. And yet you can read the document and know that it's Mr. Abbott's work. It is filled with inaccuracies. And Betty continues to lie to you. She said, oh, well, they filed amendments correcting those errors. Well, the entire document was an error, one after the other. And they have filed nothing to amend it. So where is she getting her information? She is either being lied to, and she repeats it, or she's deliberately telling you inaccurate information. EJ, maybe if you want to read that so we can conclude that part of the business.
You speak of yesterday's writing?
Yes. I don't want you going around with long faces. This is truly the best thing that has happened to you so far. You will be able to scrape all of them off with this one if we just hold strong here for a little bit.
I have two other short readings to refer to also. So.
All right, just go for it.
This reading is, writing is from Saturday the 20th of September 1997. Broomsticks and bedknobs. Into each change of circumstance always comes the inquisitors and paparazzi. These people butt into everything personal and none of their business, but nonetheless cause great commotion with their hype, questions, none of their business, and or just plain having a desire to get more for selves, introduce themselves into something not allotted to them, and thus and so.
Now, for you who are wondering where my story went about Rick, it's coming up right here, so I won't bother you with it twice.
I have to begin this writing with this information because as we move forward, there is great perplexity as to how we have the right to do this or that, and why one is shown as getting more than another, and so forth. These things don't bother the knowing players, but always demand total distraction to the inquisitors who actually don't know anything about much of anything. Bonus contracts and agreements. While very few people come up with anything worthy resulting in funding, lots come up with nosy input, i.e., why does Rick have a larger share of, and how is it that, being nobody's business, I will be happy, however, to offer once some information, and then you will not be given the time of day on the subjects again. I have made a few copies of this for people who really have a need to know. They can take it a copy with them.
They'll be scared to ask now.
Not very many copies. Russell Herman is the cause and the answer to most of your quandaries. I have worked with Russell Herman since long before any of you heard of him, and he asked a lot of me. Just as you can't work long with VK, however, I fared no better. I have literally met with her just as I met with Russell. With her present and helping to make future plans in a room filled with angels of death awaiting Russell. For all of you to recall, and new information for those who don't have such information, Rick was sent in to handle physical transfers and negotiations. I say negotiations, for there was a lot of time spent with instructions, paperwork, proving up on documents, and exchange of documents, some of which never got delivered to the proper receivers. All during the time of the terminal illness of Russell, Rick was in constant contact with the man. He made some commitments and did in fact see to it that Russell's will was made public through contact, and saw to it that there could be some follow-through with the contract in its own right. So, let it be known right now, and drop the speculations. We have full right to the entire contract as laid forth, and contact was, in addition, willed by Russell Herman for services rendered, $40 million for attending the needs that would arise from his legacy. We saw to it that Russell had what he needed for his transition in the most comfortable manner possible, for he was so sick and poisoned that he could not recover enough to function. So his transition was necessary in order to allow some portion of peace and rest. We showered him with drias, colloids, and whatever he needed, but his body was so radiated that it only brought comfort and not healing. Russell knew that VK was not capable of handling his business already begun, and for which he went to his grave. And he knew that by having her hold everything as to documentation and proof would jeopardize her very life. So he saw to it that enough was placed into our hands to protect both her, the resource, the information, and C2 security. At the time of transfer and transition, it became obvious that the enemy was among them and you. As time passed, the pressures became ever more intense, as the states were informed of their gifts, and nobody paid any attention whatsoever. And contact entered the claim against the estate, which was also ignored. I wonder, Rick, since Robert K. claims to have been the one to handle Russell's estate, why he ignores the $40 million as well. You will note that Ron Jackson and others knew of the verbal contract made with Russell and the acceptance of ourselves and Rick to attend his wishes and protect his assets. Ron could and can testify to the facts herein presented, wherein Russell Herman demanded that certain things be done to ensure that nobody could dump, steal, or ruin the value of the contract ever again. My agreement in return was to oversee this promise and to protect VK as far as she would allow such coverage. She does not allow much of anything outside her own narrow opinions and has done some very foolish things while telling me to butt out of her business and get behind the console of my ship and my ass off from over the side of the craft. I have no alternative but to leave her to her own actions and reactions, which ensure her never having much of anything save trouble and pain. This, however, does in no way negate my responsibility, or Rick's, from attending that which is promised to Russell Herman. So, for those of you who have inquiring minds, I will tell you once, and then you will attend your own business, please. Eckers and Ricks are working directly for me to protect Russell's estate and holdings and see to it that his purposes are fulfilled. However, there are other things to attend, and once the security is in place, the matter will be ignored. For, as it appears now, we cannot work with VK at her own demands. This seems to be as good as any cause, however, because the ones working with us want and demand no part of her.
This isn't awkward. You haven't ever walked in an awkward situation.
Out of this turn of events, though, has come many ways to go, and the sudden appearance of hundreds of Peruvian bonds, hundreds of foreign and domestic railroad bonds, and you name it, it is around making hundreds of percentages of gain in trading programs, which are nothing more than a total pyramid lie. Some players, however, have gold stashes against which they deal with their own form of certificates. A lot of this sort of thing is available through very high-level political parties in such as the Philippines. There are also some German bonds available. And then there are some programs so ludicrous as to be nothing except total and devastatingly unlawful documents. I do not even want those types of documents around our premises, for they are as bad as stashed drugs for catching you off guard. Stop, you listeners and readers, sending this sort of documentation of games which promise up to 3,000% return through trades and rollovers. The gold-backed stuff is all we are going to accept as a base of collateral, and we want to see the color of their gold, or yours, for that matter. Eckers don't have time to follow up with all the input from everyone who somehow hears about a plan working hither or yon around the globe. If they are going to have to do the work, why include you? Dumping ideas like loads of sand and gravel only causes delays and certain grumpy responses to would-be contributors. If you find worthy possibilities, get informed, get your presentations, and do the groundwork. This is not acceptable as is going, where everyone simply tosses in a towel or two to be washed and sorted, and it hangs us all out to dry. And if you are involved, stay abreast and updated constantly as to status and who is doing what. And mind the store while awaiting full understanding and full contact leads. We are not going to train people who eventually become competitors in our own products. If you have contacts, keep up with them, for it is not our problem or our responsibility. For no one here will assume the right to interfere with your negotiations, as in, butt in. People have a way of wanting to participate and then give us around the world contacts that might possibly want to do something. We end up with nothing other than impossible phone bills while usually finding that the other party has no idea what you're talking about and have no notion of working with anyone, while usually not even knowing or having heard of the original contacting party. Example? If you tell us Khashoggi is a good lead and might want to do something with us, fine. Make sure you have spoken with the person, know him personally, or something that is involvement with the man. We know Khashoggi can do something. It is the work at location, contacting, and documentation explanation that is the problem. The same goes for such as Al-Fayyad, Spencer's, Marcos, et al. Anyone can think up possibilities from the newscasts, so spare us the overload. At the least, come with valid contact information, i.e. phone numbers, addresses, secretaries, ambassadors, and such. We will be working toward other Peruvian and Philippine certificates and bonds as well as funding for our projects, so any valid associations are helpful, but it is not okay to pick up something out of the paper or off the news and set yourself up for a significant fee commission for the listing. This is going to be exactly as it is in real estate transactions. If you get a client, sell a house, and do the paperwork to final settlement, then you are the agent. If you just tell us there's a vacant house in Victorville, you have simply complicated our lives.
No offense to the Millers. Since Adelanto is so close, I can guarantee you there are a lot of vacant houses in Victorville. And I'm hoping that a lot of you have gone out to look at that absolute atrocity in Adelanto.
If you don't understand this concept, then you certainly are not informed enough to lead anything or anyone in the circumstance. My wish is that everyone would be informed enough to share in the original programs, but we realize that most people only really pay attention when the money shows up some way. For instance, we now have several parties who think they might have someone who would fund a project or along with... Whoops, too many pages. Or along with movie studios, if. No, where were you and they when we needed them? Our mission is in production, not in clearing ourselves for some sort of commissioned retirement funds. The same thing is now true of litigation, the Institute, etc. If you want to succeed and stop the trashing of your assets, then you must take action against the proper parties who are actually trying to tear down the things we have going. Oh, you don't want to hurt Tootin? Oh, but it is all right to destroy the other people who got caught in the trap laid forth by attorneys and others. What are you trying to be, martyrs? I remind you that martyrs have been there and done that, so you are simply a fool if you allow the antics of your adversary to destroy you and yours. How much do you allow? Correction. How much do you want to save and secure your loans and notes? It is solely up to you. Betty is still lying to you, as there has not been filed a correction of the lies in the filing complaint. Further, the filed complaint is so badly done as to be tossed out, as is, by the court magistrate. Therefore, the tales from Betty personally that Northern Nevada attorneys could not be involved is a lie. The complaints are a lie, and her corrections in progress are a lie. What does it take for you, the people, to get enough? If a tabloid program like Extra can get the truth immediately and is prepared to act as if necessary, what keeps you, who stand to lose, from seeing the lies written on your walls? Betty's new attorney used verbatim the former complaint filed by Abbott in another case, and which, by the way, was thrown out of court. We now have an even more interesting turn of events with legal antics, and it has moved the conspiracy right up through the entire cast of insipid players. The Social Security Administration sent a team out to meet with Eckers. The long and short is that someone is being investigated for a scam with credit cards, namely Eckers' credit cards in this instance. The agents check out nicely, and we now know that the parties giving names to get information and historical data gave a Valley attorney's name, a Stephen Prater. This is a cross between Stephen Horn and Michael Prater, a close friend and legal party associated directly and recently as in immediately with George Green. How nice that the government is actually finally on our side. Given enough shovels, people will eventually dig their own graves. And what of such as Entz telling the FBI and the world that Eckers and the Institute had an arsenal of weapons and buried ammunition? We like it because the FBI now watches every detail and every move Entz makes, right along with his entire party, entire family, and monitors every phone call coming and going from Fort and anyone at Fort's, Entz's, and all the other phones any Entz might use, and not to mention all calls from and to Green, Horton, Abbott, Tootin, and any other resource of the government or police. Now, aren't we glad Extra did such a good service unto us? My problem is in understanding how others who claim goodness can stand the stench around these spoiling parties. And about the ones these misfits claim to have aligned to take over Nevada and change all the laws of corporate management? Wow, these parties started out their public lives from contact and incorporation information that they use for their own protection. Sorry about that, Jason, et al. Does those 1 through 120 and corporations A through Z, do you actually think they're going to break down the only real business product in the state of Nevada? By the way, the FBI is hot on the surveillance trail of one Jason Brent, as well as inclusive of your new little judge in Mojave who was fool enough to play ball with Brent.
His name is Oglesby. I'm sorry I left it out.
To disappoint everyone here, however, the CIA is not even remotely interested in these nothing fish-type little fishes. Alcoholics and idiots get the same level of disrespect no matter who they are or where they originate. The CIA has simply made available their documentation and findings to the other branches of surveillance intelligence. The judges in Northern Nevada, however, are the ones under the gun and observation through the telescopic lenses just waiting. Careers are going to fall from Texas to Nevada and around parts of California and all through the federal ninth district system. So smile. You're likely to be on candid camera.
And speaking of that, I'll tell you how really interesting it is. It is known that at least once, almost daily, Entz drives someone, or at least himself, to the area of Stallion Springs and back. That puts him over in the valley near the farm at least twice per trip. So interesting things are being watched over in that area. When it can be determined that possibly the place is not inhabited, then there will be the little trips through Prell's and up the dirt road and so forth. Also documented on several occasions has been Channing Entz and our girlfriends or relatives out teasing and flirting with the Mexican men who work for Cal Organic over in the area of Prell's property. This goes on all the time. It's never missed, and I want everybody out there to know it is never missed. Go on.
Let's see. So smile. You're likely to be on candid camera. Then let's see who gets the blame finally dumped on the right and correctly identified proper parties. If I were Mr. Green, for instance, I would continue to seek out homes behind guarded and secure fences and gates because some of his friends and current associates are seemingly quite capable of almost anything to save their own asses. Do we hold revenge, animosity? Nope. Just a justifiable patience to see the reward system do its fine work. Just do keep the judgments coming and the interest building because it will be so nice to take them all off as parasites in one fell swoop. Eckers nor the Institute have anything to be taken, just a whole big bunch of debts to be paid. Mr. Green set forth the program, so he should know best of any how the plan he made would work. He simply believed himself to be working with total fools, Sorry about that, George, for you ended up with the apparent fools. If ones don't get satisfaction from contacting Betty, get on with legal paperwork. Don't let bunches of time pass. Hit while the irons are hot, enough for the branding. Anyone who will prostitute themselves to their own enemies needs to be branded with whatever letter is suitable, from A to L. Betty knew exactly what she was doing, so don't fall for the teetery-tottery old lady facade. She is still lying to any of you who call and speak with her. Facts speak louder than her lips, my friends. She directly lied to Nora. How many others? Check it out. Walk a crooked mile until you become crooked and bent, and you shall have a crooked coffin when thine journey is through. Let her off the proverbial hook. Fine, do what you will, for God will not let any escape truth and confrontation, and you might well consider restitution instead of hook abandonment. Forgiveness is not the same thing as justice, and forgiveness becomes ever so much more meaningful in the face of justice. Shall I finish these other two?
Yes, let's get on with this.
This comes from a writing a few days ago, and it's an excerpt. Now it is time to have some lenders sue Betty personally for interference in business, damage of personal nature to other lenders and to the Institute, etc. This might well come from a startup team of, say, Nora, Margie, Karen, and so forth, for placing their personal and corporate assets in jeopardy. You have several ways to go with this, so let us utilize them all and begin to practice at our mission to construct security and safety of each of our corporate structures as well as with those with whom we do business. This will test under fire and legal assault several areas not yet covered and secure but are still open to assaults. I am not going to tell you each individual step to take. You are capable of creating your own path and conduit security coverage. And remember, Christie as NCH can still sue Tootin in their own right, especially if those three corporations are suing NCH for wrongful and negligent transactions.
Turn it off. Yes. It's off.
We're back.
Well, my feeling is that I don't like to exclude anybody. And especially, there are so many listeners out there that have to do closely with things relevant to the Institute and to we people here. There are no ties. There are no brotherhoods or family or strings or churches or anything like that. There is mutual interest in business transactions, loans, and of course whatever you are dealing with of your own must be carefully considered by each individual. And when these things come under assault and literally are treated like an assault against a group, it has to be attended. And some of these things must, because of their tediousness, be private. Part of our problem all along is giving the enemy every working knowledge of whatever it is we're going to do. Well, they don't know what we're going to do now because they have opened up themselves for a whole string of problems. And I think they're going to get it. I think the problem, the bigger problem, is going to hit them. Because I don't think that all of you are going to sit still and take it anymore. You see, it's finally dumped into your laps. How do we want this to end? Well, anybody in their right mind wants it to end well. So let's see to it that that happens. And as that begins to resolve itself, we have to turn our attention back again to the possibilities of some work within sovereign Indian nations where we can begin to establish at the least some kind of healing centers without the harassment of regulators down raiding offices, raiding clinics, and if a doctor prescribes vitamins or suggests you take vitamins instead of some drug from one of the major chemical houses, he is arrested. All of his equipment is taken. And you can ask Bart and Merle about that when you have an opportunity. They lost everything to the Raiders. So as apparatus can be developed, it could be utilized, for instance, on a sovereign Indian nation, but not anywhere near their clinics. Because, you see, this is one of the things that the federal government promised the natives is care, health care. And so you will have physicians going and spending periods of time, maybe full time, on the Indian reservation at the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs, clinic. So you can't go there. I mean, those guys are subject to the same regulations and rules as any doctor outside the reservation. So don't get careless, and we don't put our brothers in jeopardy. But we do work toward establishing and finding out what possibilities are available, and then when we can do so, we can begin to establish some working relationship with these indigenous people. They're very receptive. Everywhere the people have gone to discuss this or look into it, they are met with total graciousness and appreciation. So this old thing about they'll never work with you is erroneous also. But remember, the elders and their councils will tell you that they came in and they started the gaming and then they took all the money.